All right, gentlemen, ladies, thank you. Since the beginning, when I first got here, and Michael gave me this great opportunity, all of you have asked me about the quarterback position. I'm here to introduce our starting quarterback and put it to bed. All right? So, and I'm really happy about it. We're extremely excited. I want to thank Michael for all his involvement in the last 48 hours in helping this deal get done. Obviously, Steve Keim and Jason Light did an unbelievable job in working this out quickly. And we're extremely excited about our new starting quarterback, Carson Palmer.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you to Coach Arians for this opportunity and to Michael Bidwell and Steve Keim for the swiftness that all of this happened. I can tell that this organization is serious about winning now. Along with the swiftness of the five guys that this team added in the first day, the first 24 hours of free agency, this team is and this organization is for real about winning, and I'm excited to be a part of that. I know there's been a lot of rumors and stories and some inaccuracies about my departure from Oakland, and I want to clear the air on that. I was presented with a contract there, and I was advised not to sign that contract with no securities and no guarantees. My agent told me that he would never have me sign that contract, and that opportunity led me here to Coach Arians, and I'm extremely excited about this opportunity. When I think about opportunities, you think about what happened with Coach Arians last year, and sitting back from a distance and watching what happened there unfold, where you saw a coach grasp hold of a city and ignite a city, lead a team, hold an entire coaching staff together amidst a lot of uncertainty, and march that team in the playoffs was exciting to watch. It was one of the best stories in sports that you saw all year. And now with this opportunity to come here with Coach Arians and be a part of this is very special. I've had the opportunity to watch Coach Arians from the sideline and watch his offenses go to work and obviously watch a lot of film of what his offenses have done. And with the pretty good receiver that we already have and some of the very young, talented guys we have offensively and obviously a very stout and stingy defense, it's an honor and I'm excited. And again, I want to thank Michael Bidwell and Steve Keim and obviously Coach Arians for bringing me in and letting me be part of this.
Questions?
Yeah.
How excited are you to have Larry Fitzgerald as a target?
I don't know if there's a word that very. Obviously everybody knows, of Larry's talent. And from the last 24 hours of this going down, just hearing people talk about his work ethic and his leadership are things that excite me the most. Obviously he can catch the ball and he can run pretty good routes, but the example he sets in a locker room and the veteran that he is and the leadership that he shows is rare, especially at that position. And to be a quarterback coming in to a team where the wide receiver runs things and is the guy that pretty much everybody looks up to is a very unique situation to come into.
When you come here at this point in your career, what's your motivation from a personal standpoint in terms of proving you?
Nothing personal. It's about winning. I've only got a couple shots left. I've been in this league for a long time, and it's nothing personal. It's not statistical. It's about trying to win a championship.
Coach, all the questions about your quarterback situation. How excited was it knowing this might be a possibility? What was it like with Ken Fuchs?
Well, like we talked earlier, back in January and February, you never know what's behind door number two or three. I think we addressed the position as well as we could in the offseason. We got two very capable quarterbacks and a third in Brian Hoyer and a young guy in Ryan Lindley. I think our quarterback room right now is as strong as anybody's in the National Football League. And that's what we set out to do as an organization, to strengthen that position because we knew what we had around it. And to add Carson to this football team, I think – was a huge step. And again, Steve and Michael did an unbelievable job getting this done so fast.
Any concerns about the offensive line? There's an issue here last year for sure.
I've heard a lot about it, but I'm excited. I know what he's done protecting his quarterbacks, and Coach Moore have done in the past. Their experience in this NFL has been to protect the quarterback and let him step into throws and make plays downfield and give guys opportunities to make plays on the ball in the passing game. We got a lot of work to do, every spot, every position. Myself, tons of work to do. And we'll address those. We're going to bust our butts. We're here. There's pretty much everybody's here today, the first day we could be here. And I have no concerns. We're going to get to work, and we're going to grind. We're going to get better.
Carson, why come here and accept this deal at this point and maybe not use some of the leverage and make the Raiders cut you and see what else was out there? What convinced you this was right?
A lot. I mean, it all happened very, very fast, and my agent told me, that it looked like Oakland was heading for a youthful, in a youthful direction. I totally understand that. I get this business, and I've been around long enough, and I know that they're doing what's best for the organization. And I think Reggie McKenzie and Dennis Allen are stars. I mean, they're a great head coach and a great GM, and they're going to be a great tandem together. Obviously, I saw that they were heading a different direction, and this opportunity arose, and it was a chance to start, a chance to play for a guy that I've had a lot of respect for, a chance to come to a city that is just 4 years removed, I believe, from a Super Bowl, and a fan base, and not just a city, a state, that's hungry for that, a taste of that again. Brand new, beautiful stadium, a very competitive division, a very difficult division to play in as an offense because you got great defensive teams. It's just a great opportunity every which way.
Carson, your overall feel, how would you describe it?
Great. I'm ready to play.
Coach, how much does he fit that I like to throw it down to?
Well, having seen him throw it downfield so many times over the years, as good as it gets, I don't know if there's a I know Joe Flacco as a young guy has a reputation of being a great deep ball thrower, but I don't think there's been anyone better than Carson in the last few years, eight or nine, however, has been throwing the ball down the football field. And it's been his forte forever, and we're going to put a running game with it that will help him. And obviously we've got a fast, young receiving core that's excellent. And I'll echo about that offensive line. It's not a problem. And it won't be a problem. Our guys went through a ton of injuries last year, and having walked into that room today, that's as good a looking football team as I've seen in my 20 years of coaching, stepping in the first day. They're not a bad body in the room. It's a great looking bunch of athletes, and we will never use talent as an excuse.
You saying you got a good body?
Yeah, buddy. Yes, indeed. 60 and sexy, baby.
Bruce, you said a couple weeks ago, I think, in the owners' meetings that you had a defense that could compete in this division. You need to fix the offense. Where are you at in fixing this offense?
Well, I think we've made great strides in free agency with Rashard. And Carson and Drew, I think that the draft is loaded with some guys up front. I like our guys up front. I think we have decent depth now with everyone healthy, especially getting Levi back. And then we're only a guy or two away now. Some depth at running back. Ryan getting healthy there. Maybe another burner receiver. A couple big guys. We're very, very close now because I think we've built depth at the positions we have to have it, and first and foremost at the quarterback spot.
Would this make you less likely to have a quarterback for what you're
going to do? Well, we have a pretty solid room right now. Someone would have to be at that board that's sitting way up here when we're looking down here, and there's somebody up there. You always take that guy if it strengthens your football team.
Carson, you have not been with the most stablest of organizations in your career. How much did that
drain it'll wear on you over the course of your career. And with that in mind, how excited are you to come to a new organization? As you said, you got a couple more shots at this to get that ring and to be an elite-level quarterback, knowing what you've kind of gone through with those previous two organizations.
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, with as quickly as this happened and as professionally as this happened, and the same thing in the first 24 hours of free agency, adding the pieces that this organization added, I mean, I can tell this place wants to win drastically. And to be a part of this and then to come in here and meet, you know, Coach and Michael and Steve and these guys and hear their passion and, you know, hear what they want. And it's not a rebuilding process. It's not, you know, we think we're going to be pretty good in a couple of years. It's they want to win now. And at the point I'm in my career, I want to win now, too. I don't have years to build and get better. I've got to be ready to play week one, and we're going to get ready to play. We're going to get prepared. We're going to work all the kinks out. We're going to improve. And we talked about yesterday, improving every day. And you don't always talk about winning. As Tom Moore said, you talk about improving and getting better and getting better. So this opportunity is perfect for where I'm at and the stage I'm at in my career.
You mentioned earlier, you know, wanting to clear the record about leaving the Raiders. What misconceptions are there out there? I mean, what did you read or hear that particularly bothered you?
Just a ton of different stories and, you know, hearing different stuff from people asking me questions. Did I say this or did I say that? Things in the media can get pretty misconstrued easily. And there's been a number of inaccuracies. And the truth is, you know, they're heading a different direction. And I understand, like I said, and this is a business. And as soon as you don't treat it like a business is when you get hurt, your feelings get hurt. So I'm excited about this opportunity, and this is a new chapter for me.
Bruce, why is Carson a good fit for your offense?
Well, he obviously has great statistics as far as quarterback. He's big. He's athletic. He can throw the football anywhere on the field. But I think having watched him play – it's mostly in Cincinnati across the field from him. He's obviously got great leadership, and he can handle all types of players and play with all types of players and different egos. And I've always respected his toughness as a coach. We would go after him, try to rattle him, couldn't do it. And we had some great games. And looking forward to that leadership along with that skill level that he possesses to take us to the championship.
How did Drew handle
this? Drew is fine. He knows the business, too.
Bruce, were you confident that you would find someone like Carson behind door number two or door number three because you spoke so confidently about those doors in the past?
No. You got to search because in the business, as long as I've been in it, there's always something that happens this time of year. You know, I was confident that somebody was going to be able to be shaken loose somewhere. And obviously I was hoping a lot it was him and that they would make that decision to make a youth movement. And we are not in that stage. This is too good of a football team for a youth movement. We're in it to win and win now.
Carson, you mentioned this event on the wall in a couple of days. Were the Cardinals in your thought process at all anywhere? I mean, even in your own head at any point other than a couple of days ago?
Not until Friday when I got a call from my agent. You know, you hear different things. You don't know what to believe. You know, I obviously know a lot about this team and have watched them a bunch on film. Just like you watch, you know, you notice every team and you see. I saw a handful of games that Michael Foy played in at the end of the year and saw the potential there, and obviously Larry, and I played against Rashard a bunch and been very frustrated by him and what he's done. Played against Jeremiah Bell a bunch, and he's a phenomenal player himself. I knew about him. You never know what's going to happen. You know, in this league, you got to be prepared for anything at any time, and the opportunity arose, and these guys jumped at it.
Brought a quarterback perceived to be on the downside of his career in a few years ago, and things turned out pretty well. What do you think of that kind of comparison?
It's so hard to compare quarterbacks, period. I know I have a lot of tread left on my tires, and I know my body very well. I've taken very, very good care of it over the years, and know what I have left. And Kurt was in a different stage of his career, and it's hard to make those comparisons. I mean, Kurt was a phenomenal player, came here and just lit people up, and I'd love to be compared, you know, to some of the things that he did here when it's my time to leave here.
In the whirlwind, have you talked to Larry or anybody on the team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a chance to meet. We had a meeting this morning at 10:30 or 10:15, and I had a chance to meet a handful of guys and get a workout in with some guys. But it's a whole new locker room for me. So I'm excited at the opportunity to meet all these new guys and guys I've watched on film and played against in college, played with in college. So I'm excited to meet everybody.
How soon can you be here and participate in this? Is it going to take some time?
I'm here. Got here yesterday and I'm staying.
Coach, how important was this to take care of it down before the draft coming up? The quarterback's no longer in the team.
Well, it's obviously very important. It does a lot of things for us, but I think more than anything, it's just getting it over with, making sure that room is solid. And I think we've done that as an organization. And it frees up. You never want to go into the draft because, as I said at the owners' meetings, all draft picks, all their mock drafts are all based on need. If you're drafting for need, you're going to bust. Everybody's out of – they need a quarterback, so they're going to take this guy. Well, he might be ranked down here on the board, and there's eight guys way up. You're going to take one of those eight guys up there. You're going to take a quarterback just because you need one, or you're going to fail in this business. Same thing with offensive linemen or any other position. If you're drafting for need, and that's usually when all the prognosticators do their draft board, it's like, well, they need this, so they'll draft that. Now, if you've got four guys all equal on your board – And one of them's a need position, you got a great GM and a great scouting department because they hit it right on the head, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for four or five guys in different positions to all come off that board at the same, be right there when you're picking. Now you can address a need.
Carson, obviously, I wasn't there for your introductory press conference in Oakland, but sitting here listening to you, you sound like you're reinvigorated. This has just excited you, and you feel like,
absolutely. Like I said, the guys in that locker room, the playmakers there are, the defense that's in place, and just getting here and meeting all these new people and people I've never met, people like I said I played against, played with in the past. It's very exciting. I mean, it's hard to describe the feeling when you enter a new opportunity, but it's a great opportunity.
Gentlemen, thanks very much.
All right.